Welcome back, y'all, to We Need to Talk. Of course, you're talking to P. Dizzle from the SWAT, aka the Magnificent, aka the Original 6-2 Click. But you can call me Coop. And today's topic, y'all, is on a popular show that's on HBO right now. I feel like you guys should all check it out, especially growing up in this time. It's a real relatable show for me and my culture. And for you might be able to identify with some things in the show as well. The name of the show is Insecure. And I wanted to talk about what's going on with this season just a little bit, just to touch on it, because of course we all experience personal growth. And as we grow as individuals, those people who are in our circle tend to disappear. And not in a bad way, but it's like as you grow, you become a different person. You get different ideas, you know, you start to enjoy different things. You discover yourself. You find out what you really like and what you don't like. And sometimes as you become more of yourself, you become more of a stranger to others, even if those people have been around you for forever. And I just feel like with these new episodes coming out on Insecure, it's really touching on some of the things that we go through as we grow. For an example, of course, you guys, I turn the big 3-0 next Friday on the 15th. Shout out to all my Tauruses in the building. Whoop, whoop. But yeah, I turn 30. And I can honestly say that I am not that person who I was when I was 20. Thank God. And as my life started to progress, whether it was negatively or positively, that affected the people who I was around. So as you grow and as you change, of course, those particular people, you know, start to change. But let me give y'all some background story about what's going on in Insecure, first and foremost. So I don't know if you guys watch it, but the two main characters that I'm going to focus on, of course, is Issa and Molly. Now, Molly and Issa are both supposed to be like besties, right? But Issa right now is in the process of starting her brand. She's doing this like amazing block party to, you know, just help her community. And Molly is still over here struggling with your day-to-day, just raggedy dating everything, because Molly is already concrete in her career. So she's not career focused. She's more of, you know, relationships and trying to get a family and all of that. While Issa's over here trying to build her career, get stable, market herself, make a name for herself. So you can already see how both parties would differ, you know, because you have two different people that are arguing. Well, not necessarily arguing, but two different people that are constantly, you know, trying to tweak that one area in their lives, and it's not the same area, you know. So sometimes when you come together as friends, when it's time for me to vent, your venting might seem insignificant because that part of my life has already been checked off. But that's still my struggle. While the part that you're struggling with, I might seem like you're overreacting or it's not that big of a deal because you don't struggle with that part in your life right now. And that's basically what's going on with Issa and Miley. Molly. I don't know why I want to call her Miley. Like, who is Miley, Dion? Who is Miley? But anyway. But Molly, so the only problem that I honestly have with Molly is that I don't think she realized how two-faced she's being right now. Like, even though if you was to watch the show, it's miscommunication on both parts. But the first episode, she told Issa that if she needed help, that she had a plug for her to help her out with her block party. Guess what, y'all? When it was time for Issa to come and get this favor from her friend said that she would help her with, all of a sudden, Molly can't you know, keep up her end of the bargain, because now the communication between the two of them have been estranged. Like, they're rarely talking, you know? So my question is to y'all is, like, when do you decide to cut off friends that no longer serve you? Like, what's the defining moment where you realize, like, I don't think this person is a person that needs to be here in my life right now? And stay tuned, hang on in there with me, because of course, y'all, we're gonna have to go get our teacups in a second, because you already know your girl Coop got a whole story that she gonna have to tell y'all about her own experiences with this. But before we jump into story time, let's just chat it up for like a quick second. We outgrow people every day. And to ignore the fact that you're no longer the same person and trying to force yourself to be or act in a manner that you used to, that you might have laid to rest just to be in the presence of somebody else, is unfair to yourself. So when do you say, you know what, fuck it, I don't, you know, I love you, I will always love you, but as of right now, you cannot be a part of my life. You cannot be a part of who I'm going to become, because obviously who I'm going to become is not a person that you are comfortable being around, because you want me to be this old person that you remember. So at what point do you just let people go for your own growth? Do you just like hold on to these people and pretend like everything's okay? Or do you just drift away? You know, when do you stop? When do you stop to speak up for yourself? When do you fight for yourself in the presence of people who you called friends at one point? Like, do you give people who call themselves friends passes on the way that they treat you because that's somebody who's been in your life a long time? Or do you say you treat them like every other person? Because if you think about it, if a stranger was to come up to you and say something foul, right? Only thing you do is you might curse them out. You might not say anything. You might walk away. You might rot it off as, they don't know me, so it's no point in me, you know, going into a whole argument about the thing. But why don't we keep that same energy for people that allegedly are supposed to know us? And when we become a different person, why can't we keep that same energy and be like, look, you don't know me anymore. It's not your fault that you don't know me anymore, because I've grown as a person. But as of right now, I do not see where you fit in my life. Why don't we keep that same energy? The people around us are the people that affect us the most. So if the people around you are stagnated, guess what? That same energy is going to come into your life and start to weigh you down. It's your niggas. It's the people that's in your corner if you do not learn to prune the tree. You know, it's just like a garden. You have to go out and you have to take the weeds out, because even though whatever those weeds were, they were originally there with that plant, they still need to be removed, right? In order for the plant to grow further up. You always have to remove something in your life in order for you to be the person who you feel like you should be. It's not strangers that you have to worry about. It's the people that's in your corner that you have to worry about. Are those people legitimately people that you need in your life? That's a hard thing to think about, y'all. If you was just to stop and scroll down any of your social media platforms, how many of those people you even still fuck with? Like, how many of those people you can honestly call up and be like, hey, I'm going through something, I just need you to come over? Or can that person depend on you? If you're no longer a dependable friend, you should remove yourself from that relationship, because you're not serving them either. You should just let it die. Let it die, let it die. I forgot what that came off of. But anyway, weird side note. But yeah, when do you decide that you got to get rid of the bums in your life? And they don't have to necessarily be bums, but anybody who's not breathing positivity and growth in your life is a bum. Anybody that's not trying to uplift you constantly, anybody who you uplift constantly and doesn't reciprocate that same energy, that love, that fire, that growth, those people have to go. Just because y'all been cool since middle school does not mean that's somebody who needs to be on your side as you move forward. Maybe some of y'all might not have moved forward because you're carrying around people who don't really give a shit about you. And that's just me being real. You know, that's just me trying to be as transparent as I possibly can be. And a lot of y'all probably aren't doing as good as you feel like you could be doing, because you might have people, leeches around you, who smiling in your face thinking that, you know, everything's good, but in all reality, they hating on you, or they're jealous of you, you know, wishing they could have whatever you have, or want to say something negative to you so you can stay down on their level. Low vibrational people are really, really good at wanting to keep people down with them. Just like my mom used to say, misery loves company, right? Same thing. Low vibrational people love to have somebody in that same toxic cycle with them. You know, somebody who can complain about the same thing. Somebody who really don't want change, but just like to talk about it. I guess just for a little razzle dazzle in the day. I don't know. But if you stop and think about it, how has my friends that I call or consider friends helped me get to where I am today? And I'm not saying like financially, I'm not saying, you know, they paying your bills and all of that, but mentally, am I able to lean on this person mentally? If I had a secret, like, could I go to this person in confidence knowing that their secret is going to stay there? Can I vent without judgment? Can I honestly come to you being wrong and you correct me in love? That's another biggie, right? That's a huge biggie. And for me, I love my friends. Y'all know who y'all is. Because they don't give me slack because they love me. If I was to come to them on some fuck shit, y'all, they're going to instantly shut me down. But they're going to make me think through the process. They're not just going to be like, ah, that situation is stupid. Ah, you're being stupid. That's negative shit you don't need. You can go to a stranger off the street and be called stupid, or have your, you know, your whole life and spirit crushed by a stranger because, you know, whatever stupid decision, which is probably is a stupid decision, whatever decision it is, you know, it's going to already be eating up at you in the inside, because obviously you wouldn't be going to ask anybody for help or ask anybody for clarification on the situation if you felt like the decision was 100% concrete. So you definitely don't want somebody who you're already feeling kind of weird about the situation to just completely make you feel like shit. And it's some people, some of y'all have friends out there who honestly talk to y'all like y'all the same toxic person that you used to be. Acknowledge my growth, my nigga, or don't acknowledge me at all. Don't talk to me like that old Dion like I used to be. Talk to me like the mature person that I've grown. Don't come at me on no negative stuff, because I'm coming to you in order to clear my negative vibes, not for you to add on extra stuff. Peep your friends, y'all. Peep your friends. And talk to me. And speaking of talk to me, I am currently trying to convert my current FB page to my podcast page. So bear with me on that, y'all. But anywho. But yeah, talk to me, y'all. At what point in your life do you realize that people don't serve you? And when is it appropriate to have that conversation? Like, do you give them the opportunity to change or grow in order to be a part of your life? Or do you just walk away? Do you just walk away? I want to know. Do you walk away? Do you be like, hey, bro, let me tell you, I'm not that person anymore. I see you still on the same old BS. I'm not on there no more. You know, do you give them a chance? Is that the type of energy that you even still want around you, knowing that that's something that you don't even participate anymore? You're, you know, whatever, you know? But anyway, enough of that. Y'all ready for story time and shit? So you already know what to do. I'm gonna let you go get your cup. All right? I'll wait. Okay, y'all ready? Y'all nice and poured up? All right, let's go. Okay? So, about a year ago or so, something like that. Around that timeline, about a year ago or so. If you listen to my last podcast, you would know that I've been through a real journey throughout this last year. And as I was starting to grow and become more of who I really am, I actually did have to cut off one of my best friends, or a guy or a person. I'm going to call it a person that I really care for. Like, this person had been in my life for, I'm talking about 6-7 years we were cool, and I had to let them go because, and I'm about to tell you right now. So I was going through a little bit of rough patch, and if you know me, I'm not the person to ask for help, because I feel like help is for the weak, and I should have, or I should be able to maintain whatever lifestyle I put myself in at the time. So for me to even go to my friends and ask for help or anything was already a reach to me. You know, I just felt like that's just something I shouldn't do, because I don't like people having things over my head as like leverage. Like, every time I come around you, the fact that, you know, I might owe you something, or the fact that you even did something for me in general, makes me feel super insecure. It makes me feel like I'm less than, because I know for a fact that that person has something over me. Even if I've already repaid them back, the fact that they had to help me in general and they can always bring that up in front of God and everybody makes me feel slightly uncomfortable. I don't know about y'all, but I just don't do that. I don't know if that's like some type of weird hood code, don't ask nobody for anything because, you know, you don't want nobody to have nothing over your head type of thing, but that's just the energy I was moving in at the time. But I almost lost my home. I got to the point where I almost lost my home, and I was like $600 short on my rent, and I was like, oh my God. So I had a particular friend who had told me that, you know, how did I let myself, you know, get to this point? You know, if I need help, just to reach out, and maybe not maybe, you know, if I need help, just to reach out and they would help me or whatever. So I was like, cool. So instead of asking one friend for like the whole shebang, I asked three friends. I was like, okay, I need $600. I got three friends. Can y'all each give me like $200? That'll be great. First of all, shout out to Christina, because I still ain't paid her back, y'all. And y'all gonna have to share this video and make a bitch famous so I can pay Christina back. Christina, I love you. And girl, I know I owe you $200, but baby, let me tell you, you gonna have to wait on it. But anyway, so I asked these three friends, the friend and then my other two best friends. I was like, hey, I'm in a huge bind right now. You know, whatever you can do, if you can do it. My other two friends was like, boom, here in your account, whatever you need. How can I send it to you? Boom, no problem. This other person. Now, I don't care if you tell me no about something, but the moment you decide to give me advice or a suggestion instead of the fucking answer is the very moment where things go left. Okay, so instead of this person telling me, I can't help you, I can't really afford it, I can't, you know, give you anything outside of my own particular bills, which obviously I would understand, hell, because I'm asking for money for my bills. So instead of this person saying, hey, you know, I just can't do it. This person want to say, well, hey, here's, you know, some applications to go apply for a hotel register person. I don't even know what the real name of them, but the person who checks you in at the hotels. And then he gives me another application, or he tells me about a job fair. That's what he does. He tells me about a job fair working for rental car companies. And I'm like, how is this information going to help me pay my bills? And secondly, I'm not going to get fucking hired for these stupid jobs because I'm overqualified. And if you think I haven't been looking for a job, what the fuck you think I've been doing? Like, what do you think? You think I've just been sitting here? Like, it was the fact that you were trying to give me advice or trying to help me out, because that's not help. Because if you knew me, you know that I'm all about my money. I will forever always be about my money. So for you to even insult me like I wasn't even looking for a job or wasn't trying was more hurtful than you just simply saying no. You simply saying no would have never been a hurtful thing. But you coming at me and my integrity like I do not take care of my things. Nigga, I've never asked you for anything ever before, and I don't ask people. And I didn't ask people for this very reason. I don't need advice. I need some money, period. I need help, period. Can you do it? Yes or no? Okay. And that was just all it was. Like, I just needed a yes or I needed a fucking no. I didn't need all the extra. But I let that go. I was like, you know what? You're a dick. You're a dick. And I let it go. And I was like, whatever. You know, maybe you just didn't have it. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to just make sure, you know, I have a job or whatever. I guess that's your weird way of trying to help me out. I'm not going to come at you any certain type of way because I feel like this. Where it went wrong was, okay, so I'm pretty sure if you ever hear this, sir, here's the reason why I haven't talked to you in over a fucking year. Okay, here's the reason why. And you're going to find out with the world. I stopped talking to you because you opened your mouth and you said negative things into my spirit. You told me that I was going to be in the same situation that I was in that very moment. I was going to be in the same situation next month. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I take words very, very seriously. Because words are spells, right? That's why we say spelling words, right? Whatever you speak is what comes to existence. So for a person who said they love me and they fuck with me to say such a thing, oh, you gonna be in this same, it went wholeheartedly. This person told me, you gonna be in this same situation next month. At that very moment, y'all, I was like, bet that. Blocked and deleted. And I never turned back because you asked me to ask you for help. Those words came out of your mouth. You said, if you ever need anything, you should reach out instead of just suffering by yourself. So for you to open up that avenue just for me to get my feelings hurt, for you to say such a horrible thing, that is something that I will never forgive you for. Well, you know what? I forgive you, but I would never forget it. And with that being said, I never have to speak to you again. And for me, it's just that easy to cut off people who do not serve me. It wasn't the fact that you didn't help me. I don't care about that. People have their own issues and their own bills and their own problems. It was the fact that you chose to speak negatively into my life when I was already in such a low point in my life. Like, who the fuck are you? You know? But now I'm like, win, 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 win. And I feel like I'm win, 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 win because I let go of some old baggage. I let go of a person who showed me that they no longer served me in my life. Like anyone who would wish you bad when you're already doing bad, or anyone who would do anything but besides help you when you're not doing good, it's not a person that you need in your life. And that's it. That's all, y'all. Yeah. Cut them people off. You don't need negativity. The one thing you don't need in life is negativity. And negativity floats around like buttholes. It's everywhere, you know? It's like the coronavirus. It's just like all in the air. You got to wear a mask because if you don't wear a mask around it, you're going to get sick with it. It's the same thing. So cut them people off. If that person is acting like a Molly in your life, cut them hoes off. But anyway, until next time, loves. It's been real.